Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we have our good friend Grace Marie Turner here. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 20 years she's been hanging out with us. And nobody knows more about healthcare public policy on the planet than she does. Grace Marie, remind us about Galen, the Galen Institute.
So we are a nonprofit think tank, and we help Congress and state legislators and others to come up with the right policy ideas to put doctors and patients and small businesses back in charge of healthcare decisions.
Nobody works harder, pound for pound. Nobody does more for you and me, ladies and gentlemen, trying to get some kind of sanity back into healthcare so we have choices and truly affordable healthcare than Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie, again, as I've done now for a long time, I continue to say thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Jim. This is and continues to be a great partnership with your incredible devotion to the small business community and giving me a chance to talk with them about some of the things happening in Washington that affect them.
Tell us about the Healthcare Choices Plan that you're working on. This is going forward now, folks. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So the day after the Senate gave up on health reform last year, a group of my colleagues and I started meeting to say, you know, we've got to help Congress come up with a new idea. And so we started meeting, and it's been like a snowball. I now have 125 people on my weekly luncheon invitation list to meet with us. Not everybody's able to join every time. Some people join by conference call, but we have come up with a proposal called the Healthcare Choices Plan in conjunction with a number of, as I said, my colleagues. And we launched it end of June. We have tremendous support. We have 100 of those groups have joined in supporting us. Many, many more would support, but don't, for some reason they can't sign. And this is a plan that basically says we're going to take the Obamacare money, get rid of the entitlement to the Medicaid expansion, get rid of the entitlement to these federal tax credits to get the federal government out of the business of trying to micro-regulate health care, and give that money to the states so that they can figure out who needs help and who doesn't need help, and do a better job of allocating those resources, writing new rules so that insurance companies will come back into the state, and ultimately giving people many more choices than they have today, getting rid of
choices
as many of the
opposed
Obamacare
to mandates
rules as possible.
Choices,
absolutely,
folks. Think about this, folks. A mandate, Obamacare, the biggest defect in Obamacare, and in my opinion, ironically, the thing that caused it to fail was the thing that they were so proud of, and that was their mandates. The progressive approach to things is to mandate what you get by what they decide you should get. And that made Obamacare untenable. And it failed. It collapsed under its own weight, in my opinion, Grace Marie, because of the mandate foundation of this thing. What Grace Marie's talking about is choices, your choices. This is not about what some politician or some policymaker thinks you should have, but saying, what do you want? What is best for your situation? What's best for your family?
That's right. And so many people, Jim, have been driven out of the small group and individual market because they can't afford this coverage.
That's right.
We have now no more people in the individual health insurance market than we did before Obamacare took effect in 2013-2014. That it has decimated this market. We've got to be able to let states revive it. Yes, there will be a strong safety net, actually a stronger safety net than now, both for low-income people.
Because more people will be participating.
Yes.
The more people participate,
the more you can
fund a program, you can fund a safety net.
That's right. As well as for people with pre-existing conditions, the more vulnerable people. We have actually dedicated money in set aside so that people who are vulnerable, low income, will be protected if they have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Obamacare doesn't do that. It throws everybody into the same bucket, and all this, it winds up mostly with sick people in their health insurance markets, driving out the healthy people. We've got to get the healthy people back in. I have a story to tell you also about a small business owner.
Quickly, 20 seconds.
One of the, he got an email from his constituents saying, my health insurance premiums are now $4,000 a month for my family.
Wow.
What am I supposed to do?
Wow.
People are desperate
for
help. We've got to get this bill across the
That's the wages of Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Grace Marie, good job today. Keep up the good fight and come back soon with the good reports.
AmericanHealthcareChoices.org. That's where you can find out more.
Check it out. And also Galen.org. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back. I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.